Stuffed animal.
Feel relaxed.
Well, you know, the public perception is that the militias are these old, grizzled, crew-cut jerks out in the desert with big beer guts. But in fact, that is a better description of the people living in civilization than these hardened successors of the Deer Slayer, the Pathfinder.
Yeah, and Jerry Jackson.
Isn't it time to start taking respondents for the KPFA militia?
Yeah, it is, actually. We should be taking volunteers, like right now.
Right. So any volunteers for the KPFA militia?
This is the Burning Man dog.
No, it's the Burning Prawn.
And it better not be dog-zomatic.
Check it out, man. The Bible illustrated by M.T. Escher. Very hard.
In the Bible it says, the goose shall return to the fell of the lion,
but the sheep
shall be found only where there is desolation.
You guys have designed this up.
Yep.
Give me a break, guys.
Amazing, huh?
What? You want a piece
of
this
Next time
Kit
you go away,
bar?
Come back, we'll design a whole new universe right around you, and you'll be all confused and stumbling about.
The septic septic.
With your mental shoelaces tied together.
You won't like it, but you'll
have
be there.
To use a mental dam to think.
And mental floss to clean your brain after the entire sordid episode is over.
Join us, be one of us.
Be joined with us at the hip.
Yeah, the Burning Man is looking for a few good rocks. Oh, there he goes.
I am but merely the enticer.
Crashed and burned.
To you.
And from Cafe This, look, we're getting sewer sounds. I think they're dragging the microphone through the tunnels up there.
Oh, it's a suicide squad down there. They're being sensory deprived, but they're lying there, and huge rats and spiders are pattering over their recumbent
forms. We're saying a prayer for them.
Toxic effulgences are falling down particulately from the walls, and hideous bacterial endocysts are making their presence known. So I don't care for that kind of sensory deprivation. Thank you very much. Why, I think I had departed from my senses to undergo it. I just can't keep up with these young folks anymore. God love them. Just look at them go out there. This,
you know,
is the promise of the future. Youth in all its effulgent glory. What? What? Come on.
Come on. It's not
out with
it,
man.
Much.
It wasn't that much. All over the floor.
Don't look at the mirror. Don't look at the mirror. Turn the light off if you have to. And if you hear any music, you're in deep trouble. But, so you should just hear our voices.
Okay.
All right. All right, here we go. All right, real thoughts are happening now. All right, here we go.
Santa Claus coming to take your blood.
Buddy.
Okay, you're concentrating now?
Okay,
can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Santa Claus is a character who has many sinister...
Okay, Santa Claus,
fantasies.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Can you tell us what we're all going to get for Christmas?
No, I just had a question.
My two front teeth.
Question.
Okay.
If you'd like to make...
a call to Santa Claus at the North Pole, you have to be informed that such calls are not possible.
You know, Santa was out at Burning Man 2 years ago.
Yeah, wasn't he?
Large encampment. He had a few reindeer brought along. He was,
wow.
Those are mule
There's
deer.
There's Donner and Vixen and Bubblehead.
Comet and Cupid, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer,
Didn't he have
Vixen.
A fight with somebody or something?
No, he was actually reveling with naked women for most of the time.
To the top of the house, to the top of the wall. Now piss away, what? Piss
Come
away, piss
Burning
away
Man.
All.
Revel with naked women.
Okay, I'll write that down. Rebel with naked women. Yeah, that was
when
one of my favorite movies.
Mount to the sky.
Nick Adams. Wait, the rebel with naked women.
So just in this fashion, Nick Adams he flew with a sleigh full of toys. St. Nicholas too.
It's not that funny, actually.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, the Antichrist came with a bound.
I was sorry. It's the moment that you're caught at the end. Or the,
at the end.
He was dressed all in black from his head to his foot, and his clothing was dripping with ashes and soot.
Lots of funny jokes now, thank you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
The stump of a pipe he held clenched in his teeth,
and
the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. His horrible mouth was drawn up in a sneer, and his hideous fangs gave the odor of fear. A wink of his eye and a nod of his head soon gave me to know I had naught but to dread. Back! I created you! Back! Bullets don't seem to stop him, Colonel.
Now, we'll try this then.
I didn't mean for you to hit him with the shiver robe. Ow! Hey,
yeah,
what are you doing?
Work.
Oh, well,
looks like you're playing music. Yeah.
Clanging guitar chords. Solve that problem.
It's all a monster can play with hands like that, arms akimbo.
A very clever monster can play with arms akimbo, like the Deadly Mantis.
Okay, you're playing the Deadly Mantis. Go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air.
It gets pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a madness.
Some sort of torturous S&M
set
going on here.
He's flapping his pedipalps like the S&M mantis.
That he is.
Yes.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good.
Oh, look at old Forrest Trump.
Okay, but the life of a mantis is pretty short-lived, so we're going right
there. The life of a mantis is short.
Duster. No, Duster. Yeah, the guy stole the dog.
Duster.
Called him Mojo for a while.
They call me
Mojo. Will there be on this flight?
You mean like Atomic City and Viking Women versus the Sea Serpent? The Sea Green, Pea Green, Sea Serpent.
Will there be a movie at 3?
If you're going to eat your vegetables,
there is a movie. We
all
won't
will be well, and all manner of things will be well.
And we won't be taping it.
We certainly
won't. In a special manner.
That's the kind that everybody likes, you know.
Our kind.
Yeah, right.
With us only. Actually, I just finished the last edit of The Pit. A 45-minute
rough
cut of
not
The Pit.
Not bad.
Anything movie in which Aunt Bertha
pit.
Eats
no,
it, which
not
is, of course, that's the best part. That's my fault.
No, Timmy, don't push me so near the edge of that hole. Timmy,
and Aunt Bertha
no,
actually yells
no.
out a funny comment about how Jesus doesn't want Timmy to roll her into the bushes.
Well, I suppose Jesus didn't
As,
want that. No, Aunt Bertha
look
is
the other way,
among
I guess.
Us, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez, even Jove nods, even Dobbs
even
bobs.
Even Jesus gets so busy, he just can't remember all the tracks of all the Aunt Bertha's.
Well,
Aunt Bertha's friend. You remember her?
Now, What? You mean can't wear leather, Canadian system?
Who pushes the wheelchair around in the movie?
Oh,
what's happening here?
Or do you, the little sister, Sissy Cicatrice? Well, however it be.
The duty crew at Cafe This has passed out.
They're passing out bonbons and pimiento.
They should also be at the Burning Man this year.
Oh, come on. You're living in a fool's paradise. Yeah, you can't bring everybody in the world to the Burning Man.
You can try.
Oh, that's true. We can load up the bus. We're all going on the Freedom Bus to Trails End.
Newt Gingrich is doing Constitution Camp this year.
Even Forrest J. Ackerman and Spyro Agnew deserve some sympathy.
Spyro was out 3 years ago. Spyro, sorry.
Yes, he spiraled
out there.
Spiraled down into history. Doom Spiro Spiro, as the old saying goes. You see, the word spiro has its cognate form in the word to breathe, as in we speak of spiracles in the insect breathing system. Well, that's connected. That's connected to Spyro Agnew, an insect connected to the rear end of spiraling downward to Spyro Agnew into the abyss of history, sucked dry by the insect of a malevolent popular imagination. Why, for a while, they weren't even going to give him his big bust in the...
That's right. Finally, they did. They had to move someone else to put his bust in. So I always think about that.
Boy, what a snazzy bust.
Didn't they bring it in a paper bag?
Yeah, they did. And gave it to him.
They had a paper bag over its head, but they removed it in the unveiling ceremony.
The whole time I've been listening, I haven't heard anyone mention the fact that it's now only 3 years till X Day.
Well, I think that's something everyone knows. And besides, it's such a scary fact that people don't like to hear that. We want to tell the good news.
Don't want to cause panic.
We want to talk about flowers and candy and things that make people feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Can I ask more of that artificial half and half?
Sure, it's right in the refrigerator behind that moldy stuff that came from Fresno.
Tell the girl with the freshly bathed feet and
freshly bathed
soup.
What? Feet.
What?
Feet. He said feet, I'm sure. Let's run that back and make sure it says feet. Okay, there we go.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Now it's better.
Yes.
Now we're on the radio. Oh, I see. We're live.
Translates to pass the sweet cream. See? It all becomes simple.
And Cupid's destiny is fulfilled.
Cupid's dart hits many a heart.
On the Lovecraft.
How scary. Traveling through space, these creatures meet each other as discorporated souls in gleaming steel cylinders clutched by the crab-like claws of flying necrophagus beings from a faraway planet.
What? What's he saying?
A planet known as Yuggoth to its inhabitants. A planet which modern science now knows is orbited by one dark moon known as Charon. And the name of this planet is...
I don't have that with me.
It's the next to outermost planet in our solar system.
Channel 4, Charon News.
Yeah.
Not Pluto.
No, it is Pluto. Oh. Right now, Neptune is farther out.
Right, yeah.
Neptune is farther out, man. Farther out than Pluto.
Oh, what do you think?
And Pluto, discovered by Clyde Tombaugh, is actually the planet Yuggoth, from whence flying tentacular crab monsters that fly through space. And we'll also be talking about that human interest story later on. Seven toddlers cried when they dropped their Easter eggs down a sewer grate. And we'll
all
have
the stars in Hollywood killed in that plane crash from Lower...
The plane crash from Louisiana.
Yes, we lost most of our Hollywood stars and starlets in that tragic plane crash.
News from the outer moons.
Has no respect for people with stress.
And people with arm brusters disease, the most scary and crippling affliction of all.
Most.
Either that or they don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, well, sure, whatever. This is professional radio.
Time to flip-flop with the Anderson twins.
Do you have that one, Doug?
The underknowledge.
Do you have that one?
Oh, yeah, no, no, with me. Yeah, I do have that one.
Okay.
No, with me.
If they have the knowledge, a knowledge of the underthings, the hollow earth from whose darkness issue the Nazi hell creatures, and what little bits of falling metal and other...
Some kind of carapace that was on there for most of the
tomorrow time. And tomorrow creeps in its carapace from day to day to the last syllable of the call.
Don't be so down, man.
And
rude.
All our yesterdays have lighted fools to dusty death.
Brazilian gets her wish after 124 years and Welder dies in accident in trash truck.
Yeah.
Film at 10.
Yeah, we've got every grisly, glistening detail. Every
city manager's wife found trapped in mud.
Brain quivers on highway in nest of gristle.
Now that was a first-hand. Jenny's chef arrested for his too spicy eggs.
Sustain a brain injury every year.
Oh, no.
I guess he was out of his mind.
Drug ingestion ruled possession.
Oh, man. There's no justice. Jim Donaldson and Fred Armstrong are rivals in love and action. They both vie for the hand of luscious Louise Blake, a blonde spitfire who likes boys and hot rods, not in that order, and also preparing their souped-up cars for the big drag strip race. To Jim, who works in a garage, the winning of the race means a college scholarship. To Fred, rich and devil-may-care, it means excitement and inflation of his already considerable ego. Well, I wonder what happens next. Yes, I wonder what happens next.
Maybe you see a mist over the White House and you just have to fire your automatic rifle at the building.
Fred bought what?
What?
The guy did that.
I didn't make that up.
Jim wins.
Speaking of scary consumer things, I have also received from an alert reader who sent into the show an item from the December 27th, 1994 edition of the Pacific Daily News, which is published on Guam, an island located somewhere in the Pacific, in the Grand Ocean. The top story in page one concerns a 13-year-old Guam boy whose Nike brand shoes exploded. I'm not making this up. The article written by Elizabeth A.
I'm not making this up, folks.
Quotes the boy's mother is saying that her son had jumped up to touch a beam in the garage when his shoes seemed to explode, catching his jeans on fire. The story states the shoes were turned over to the fire department, and fire officials are quoted as saying it does appear that the explosion came from within the shoe itself on Guam.
These gifts today on Guam.
And the 13-year-old daughter of a hospital clerk has been arrested on charges that she called people who had been treated at the emergency room and told them they had tested positive for the AIDS virus.
Oh, I read that one. I think that's a
yep. She looked people up on the on her mom's computer at work.
Another computer criminal.
Yeah, those kids.
Lock them up.
And throw the key away. You know, Bill Graham is going to bring back slavery, according to the latest news, because they feel that they should turn all the prisoners into slaves working for the government. Okay,
sure,
yeah, I'll get it.
The police are going to be here if we don't answer the phone real quick.
Click, click, click.
Hello? I don't know. Are you on the air or what? Yeah, this is... Oh, I'm speaking to Reverend Howdy. Oh, no, I'm not Reverend Howdy. There's been a terrible...
Paraplegic who used a toilet plunger to operate the car attempted getaway was one of three men arrested after a downtown robbery in Oakland. Investigators said this young man not only drove the getaway car, but also was the man who robbed the downtown parking lot, attended with almost $200, and triggered a sawed-off shotgun. Olivia said Dennis, who said police was paralyzed 4 years ago and was accidentally shot in the chest by a friend.
Who was supposed to give you what?
Used one hand to steer the car and the other to push a toilet plunger on the accelerator and the brakes. During the chase, the Chevrolet reached speeds of more than 60 miles an hour and collided with six other vehicles before stopping on Blake Street and near Martin Luther King Way in Berkeley.
He's okay.
Good guy.
He's got a lot of spirit. Well, Phoenix. No kidding, in Arizona.
A two-hour videotape labeled Destruction
shows
some teenagers vandalizing houses and a school, microwaving a live fish and getting a dog high on marijuana. The Five News said they made the video for their own entertainment, but a prosecutor said it will be evidence in court when they stand trial in juvenile court.
Did the fish blow up?
It doesn't say. We need to get the bootleg of this tape, as it was made public by police this week. It shows the youth kicking in the wall, smashing toilets with hammers, cooking a live sea trout in a microwave until it exploded.
Oh, it did explode.
And putting a paper bag on a dog's head and blowing marijuana smoke into it.
Monkey dog.
Into the dog and into the...
They should have got the fish high and blown up the dog.
Well, I guess we could reverse the tape and splice that and make... office, and the guy who found the Salvador Dali
dog wouldn't have fit
that he
in
bought
the
for $40 in the used painting store. Actually, it was a furniture store. Head-biting fishers choked to death on Suava, Fiji. Common Fijian method of killing fish by biting them on the head is proving a dangerous practice, with three fishermen choking to death on their catches in the past 3 months.
But we know where he is. If you'll just stop cutting through the floorboards there.
I've got to get Bob Nelson's body out from underneath the station so he could go to Burning Man, too.
It is the beating of his hideous heart. Gentlemen, rip up the floorboards, tear up the carpeting, expose the
linoleum. I'll get this thing cleaned up by 3 a.m.
Okay, that's all right.
How long did it take Gacy?
A number of years, I think. Okay. Before he got on the stamp?
Somebody should write a lovable Broadway
stamp.
Broadway musical about all these wonderful
serial killers. It's like the Bukowski stamp, right?
Yeah, there are stamps that the U.S. government's coming out with stamps that have alley-oop on them and Blondie and...
Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Well, are you comic book characters.
Am I to believe that they're going to do a serial killer series of U.S. postage stamps?
Yeah. Not in this century.
Are they going to do a famous artist?
You'll live to see it.
Same difference.
In fact...
They have a Not You, Gary stamp.
This doesn't originate with me, but one future prediction is that in the future, serial killers will be the hero of children's Saturday morning animated cartoon programming, will exist as action figures, and those elderly ones who still exist will be celebrities giving interviews.
You heard it here. Remember, it is our considered opinion. These will all be the same thing. Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's Fuzzmo the Clown once again with those bloody, dripping heads. And this is the kind of programming that our descendants will watch.
When do you guys do the editorial?
We did that already.
Oh. Yes, sir.
It was at the very beginning, the top of the show in real radio talk.
That's terrible crime against nature. It must not be allowed to
bring in the clones.
Yeah, that's in Judge Dredd.
Well, we weren't going to bring that up, but now that you have, that's the end of that
one. I don't know why that is so verboten. What are we afraid of here?
We're not supposed to talk about those movies.
You mean the Blinding Men line?
We're supposed to talk about foreign movies, right? Small budget films.
Oh, well, this delightful bit of French froth, Pardon mon direction et cinématographie, is by Antoine Flambé. It is a little forgettable piece of retroussé-nosed gamine wrinkling smiling.
What are you saying?
Go to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, I think I dropped off here. Yes, this delightful
just
bit
the janitor
of French
down here at KPFA and us sleeping in our little cots.
As it's nap time, the janitor will severely penalize us if he finds us up and awake during the nap time, but I just can't help it. It's so much fun. I guess we lost that.
There you go. He just fell off the shelf. Busted his little head open. Come on, caller.
Nice.
Come on. Say something.
Just lift your feet there where he killed
it. There you go. He's okay. He said hello. All right. Oh, it's great out here.
Ah, the wonder of a pterodactyl wing. What evidence of God?
Have you ever really had good booze? Not the commercial stuff, mass-produced and full of preservatives, but liquor that's been kept...
What's your point?
...by a connoisseur right in his own home?
What's your point? Liquor. I've got a bottle of Lisbon wine in my refrigerator.
I've strained Sterno through my hanky.
I had a friend who used to separate all the different colors in the contacts and sort them up. So, you know, we've all had the rarefied experience.
Everywhere I go.
Okay, now what happened?
I'm poisoned by existence.
By your society.
Bring a can of Chanel, you'll be fine.
And you feel your breath coming heavily.
Uh-huh.
You feel the weight of daily experience.
It is toxic.
Pressing you down.
Our society is toxic.
And you'll feel an alarm in your head going off.
Alarm!
And the smell of the grease paint and the roar of the crowd. All of that combines to make it feel like you're dragging strings of cans behind you.
Holy Hitler, look at the cans dragging behind that
dude.
This
is the Dragging Strings Behind You channel.
Well, now I'm assuring you there's an explanation for this. The reason he's dragging those cans is they represent the sins he committed in his former life.
Oh, I see.
And in this, the afterlife, he has to drag heavy banging cans.
I said send in the clones.
Yeah, that's in Judge Dredd. You know, they have a scene where this guy says send in the clones, and down they come in this big giant, they're in glass tubes. And
I've seen that with Judge Wapner.
How can you remember that? The short-term memory loss has probably set in since the beginning of the show.
Great movie.
Okay.
Boy,
he really wampners him.
Well, thank you.
You must understand these callers come by satellite. We're going around the other side of the moon right now.
Also starring Max von Sydow. He brings his suffering Christly presence to Judge Dredd.
Incredible.
And he ends up spitted on a hideous punk's spear. I know none of you guys are going to see the movie, so
So we're giving you line-by-line description.
And the best scene of all is the Send in the Clones scene described earlier. Unless it's a scene where the giant robot is ordered to rip off the arms and legs of Jürgen Prochnow, the commander of Das Boot.
Your heart and cash make me nervous. Read this book.
It's a good one. All about what it's like to be on the German submarine.
What's wrong with you people?
Some of our callers get a little too excited. Then they have to be sedated.
Let me double up on
by the hand, led from the room.
I'm going to double up on the talent there to
milk and cookies.
What's wrong with you different
people? Brain with syllable.
We should get back to yakking about dragging back into the air.
Because of the
you some kind of audience?
Something about that that I missed.
Now you're
the entire dragging back into
the air. Okay, I'm step over here
editorial.
For a second. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Let's step aside
closer to the microphone
and view the dragging back
the
hands
on the show.
Controversy.
This is supposed to be me. This
because
is
the
that's you. I see it's you.
Which one's you?
No, you're the one that I see.
Okay. Municipal recycling systems depend
on
being able to receive a certain return for their investment. And
waving to his brother on the other side of the
and yet
door.
Those who drag bags of cans
I wonder why I have this clip.
Are menacing.
So Andrew's over there waving back.
Of this dynamic
arrangement. There's some extreme importance.
And observe one typical
bag
dragger
imbued with
who will
cosmic relevance.
Plane crash. Mickey Rooney and Julianne.
Or relevance.
So did Victor.
Cosmic relevance.
This is the plane
will
landing
too.
On the other side of the rainbow.
Now the plane is landing over there in the
what a nice rainbow. Man, get off the plane.
If the rainbow is nice,
you can get on or
Olivia
off the plane.
Appears
landing strip is nice.
Save Me, starring Lizette
neatly groomed.
Harry Hamlin. As Harry's
somebody's mom,
Harriet
yeah.
housewife.
Mom, no,
yes, Harriet, the Harriet housewife.
Is the new
season 12 of this fantastic reality TV show. And before that begins, and they wiggle the camera out over the audience, we're going to have the warm-up guy come out and tell a number of stale, desperate, tired jokes. To the largely moronic audience who assemble in the Sears parking lot to be busted and paid $40 per day to sit there as part of the TV audience. And now,
from this marvelous movie,
it's Dud Sputley with the news.
Organ sizes vary widely.
One time there was a young couple what got married.
On sports.
Of the Chapel of San Bombay on North.
I hear you down there.
Down in the black gang.
Ain't nobody you're gonna have to claw
just
your,
us on the air.
Claw your way up to the top of the caller.
848-425 in the 510 area code. It's 3:30 in the morning somewhere in the world.
And keep watching
don't say
the
hello,
monitors.
Though. And aren't you guys having a new show on that there chicken radio or something?
Oh, well, that's going to happen, yes. Well, you saw the studio. It was under construction.
Yeah,
the latest
I've heard about
techniques
that.
Are being used to ensure that it will be au courant.
K-Rob?
Yes, he will definitely be a part of the new Now a Go-Go secret, not to be mentioned here, radio station.
Yeah, we don't want to
just
talk about that.
Thought
I
it was safe
to
go.
Touch is stirring and twitching in the hidden
I'll
world
play it again,
of radio.
But, people are calling, and people are talking, and people are living. And it's almost X Day.
One time there
won't you guys be out in the fields of New York watching a copy of the real Bob finally that's 8 by 10 feet? That's the most impressive one. The one you guys had at Burning Man? That gigantus.
We hung it from the tower that day.
I was impressed.
We climbed up that tower and hung that baby up. Strung that baby up.
And Bob's visage beamed down on Black Rock City. Yes, everyone saw Bob that day.
She's not encountering any type of pugilism. asking for forgiveness.
Good evening, San Francisco.
Well, what do you know about that?
And those other areas.
Mom and pop and all the ships at sea.
That's right. This
puzzling evidence radio show is for everybody out there. It's not for a specialized audience. It's for the garbage collector and the bill collector,
taxi driver. It's for collectors of all kinds.
The police officers, the plastic dinosaurs.
It's for collectors of passing time.
Yeah, it's for collectors of DVDs and BBs.
It's for collectors of old toenail clippings.
There are some. And in fact, if you don't want that to happen, you must destroy your own toenail clippings.
Yes,
then they can't get them. And remember, when they can get them, then they can perform certain ceremonies to compare you to... Oh, this is... Wow. This is the dinosaurs attacking the Union Army during the Civil War.
There's
Good Lord.
Proof. There is
Look
the
at
proof.
That. You know, most people don't even know this happened.
Wow. And
the Tyrannosaurus.
In the woods.
It's got that guy. He looks like
Is
an
that
officer.
North Carolina?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Natural Bridge, Virginia, about 45 minutes south of Stanton.
How far is that from Roanoke? Is that on the outside of the state?
Roanoke's like 40, 30 minutes this way.
Because you know I'm going to go through Roanoke in a few
the
months.
The rearing horse is good,
You'll go right
too.
Past this place. Or sort of. You'll be there. You'll be
I'm
near there.
I'm going to
pass
where
it
is. Make
like
a detour.
There's a dinosaur head over there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yes, here's Dr. Howe.
Dr. Howe?
They've
Dr.
got this
Howe.
Guy's,
waiting for you now.
They've got this guy's
Dr.
pants.
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Howe?
Yes, hey, I'm here, my here. Friend.
I heard a really poetic
yes?
explanation of you having a little bit of DMT.
DMT?
Quite. DMT.
Like dimethyltryptamine?
Yeah.
Is oh, here's more of
yeah.
the Civil War oh, dinosaur.
Have you heard that Dr. Howe had a good time on it?
Well, he had a very lovely and poetic...
A Styracosaurus.
He had a poetic discourse during the
fellow?
Experience of that?
Yeah, he most certainly did. It was several years ago.
Did
and,
he wax poetic?
He waxed poetic. There was
and I also
chrysanthemum,
waxed the car.
And it bloomed, and he was in the middle of it or something like that.
And what was the location of this outrage against culture and sensitivity?
Well, I think it was in Berkeley.
Oh, in Berkeley.
Show?
But I'm not... quite sure.
A show.
But
yes. Show? My show.
What
sure,
I
it's
wanted,
your show now.
Me show. Mine.
Of course.
Dr.
There's
Howe,
no other way to do it.
No. What's the molecular structure of that?
Since DMT, dreams have always seemed real.
Personally, I always thought that Rachnar had a great real name. His real name was better than his fake
coming
name.
From. But his fake name is his church name.
That's true.
And
when I say fake, I mean it's...
Guide and guard
fake is just an acronym.
Shite storm, which will overwhelm...
Fake is an acronym.
In what we sub-geniuses call the coming econo-cataclysm. Will
it means
you be
for
prepared
all
on
knowledge
that great
extant.
Day? When the sea gives up her dead and the monsters roam the earth, will you be ready at this terrible time beyond the end time, the time and a half for end time?
That'll start
yes.
up this
half
summer.
Time, the overtime.
Mr. Drummond, you'll be 42 minutes away from Natural Bridges, Virginia, when you're in Roanoke.
Away from
really?
Your bridges, eh?
Yes.
Natural Bridges
is 48 minutes or so away from, and you want to watch your
Six
speed.
6 degrees, 48 minutes.
The Virginia
I always
cops,
watch my
yeah,
speed.
Me too. The Virginia police men
are
everywhere, and they sit in the dark and wait in the highway
you
and the, in the
tank
behind the sign.
You see
stuff.
Them? Yeah, effective now. They're just there as you go around.
They're
a corner
just there. Waiting.
I've
yeah.
heard
for
that
you.
They actually build the signs with but, little hotels for the cops to stay in.
Just and as you can see, why they're doing that? Because everybody, if they're worse than California out there, you know. They get in little bunches of like discos.
They get real competitive.
Just relax.
They race.
They're nothing compared
you
to the
like
locals.
Like two cops that are racing
so
to give a
it's
ticket.
Basically, so no one is
no, the people. So they on the freeway, what you get are these little bubbles of people that are
bubbles.
Trying to pass
oh.
each other, but
oh,
only
yeah,
like
yeah.
68 miles an hour.
Yeah,
slow motion, like little.
Driving
Highway 5.
Back.
But anyway, yeah, it's.
90 miles an hour in semi-trips.
Now, are you in Virginia
watch
now?
Watch the monitors.
No, I'm not, but I'm from there.
Continue to watch the monitors. So we may
well,
have
I certainly
visitors.
Will. I'm gonna try to look
they
at
say,
every giant
they
ball
claim,
of string and every weird angular house that I can
weird,
find in,
eerie,
in Virginia.
Creepy. Oh, more of the dinosaurs versus the Grand Army of the Republic.
I
want to
find out where the giant tooth fairy puzzle
got the
house
the
is.
Turtle has his canteen.
A turtle got
joke.
Him? Oh,
the place
yeah.
where
an unusual
Jesus
place.
Stored
those
his mother's bread.
So how do you advance it from there?
The giant Sudoku oh. field.
These side ones go forward and back,
gotcha.
And the up and down stop and start the
gotcha.
Start the movie.
Wow, yeah, the turtle really has got
the
it.
Generic the occupation museum.
What?
Oh, just
are you guys
about...
on Skype yet? Is there?
I
you know what I did today. I yesterday I installed Skype, and then today I uninstalled it.
Oh, but it's
no, I wouldn't. Say
but you know,
that.
I get free telephone service.
But
so I get my laundry done for free.
With video.
But I already have video.
On your phone?
How about audio?
Yes.
That's where a phone counts.
Well, you know what it is? I just use something else called NetMeeting.
Yeah, I was still wondering about the...
Yeah.
I just couldn't bring myself to go all the way.
The molecular structure of dimethyltryptamine.
DMT.
He's still tripping on that stuff, man. He's got to know.
I need to know, man. It's a need-to-know basis. You mean as
yeah,
is found
no
in the venom
like
of the giant Colorado River toad, Ufo alvarius?
Well, I'm not sure
imagine
about that
imagine a
one,
giant
but...
one attacking the Union Army.
It's enormous. Bullets don't seem to stop the thing.
I see a big giant envelope into which we'll stuff these...
Well, I'm glad it's not a
future.
Little giant envelope.
Our future.
Well, a triceratops herd. But it's rather difficult to see what's
enough
going on.
Enough of this false
here.
Bravado, Dr. Hal.
What?
We need to tell the guy.
Quick,
tell him about
saddles.
Your trip,
we
man. He's
got to
know about your trip.
My trip?
You remember you tripping and waxing poetic.
Oh, and I went to the wax museum?
Well, you were at the wax museum reading poetry, I think.
No, I don't need to hear about that.
You don't?
You
well,
don't?
In that case, you shall
not. I already
not.
Heard it.
Oh, man, I thought that's what I've been over here trying to get Dr. Hal to do that. You
well,
got,
it'll have to be another time. I'm sorry. I've got a pie in
that
the oven.
That means I have to use this big eraser and I have to erase like the last 10 minutes of effort on this big sheet.
Now, here's a cowboy riding a dinosaur.
That was a charming creation, man.
They're everywhere, I'm telling you. They're everywhere.
I can't identify the species.
I have a saddle, actually.
You've got a saddle? I've got a show to drive.
It may be some sort of...
It was
enormous,
my great uncle Reno.
Raptor, larger
it's
than Utah Raptor.
Reno is the horse.
Haunted Monster Museum. Boy, I sure love to go there. When am I going to get to go to the Haunted Monster Museum?
Boy, oh boy.
Is that in Virginia, too, the Haunted Monster Museum?
Yes, and Foamhenge.
It's the same place, in Foamhenge.
Oh, man.
And Mark Klein's workshop, which you'll see.
And that's only 48
where
miles from where I'm going to be.
Christian's open.
I've got to see something giant or something weird each day, you know?
Yeah, and Natural Bridge is right... And the giant, the weird thing
I'm
is you can go
natural
into the natural bridge touristy part, and suddenly you slow down to 1953. It's all old people.
Natural breaches.
Real
they have those there, right?
A natural breach.
Natural breaches made from leaves.
Little we see in nature that is ours.
You'd
getting
never
and
think
spending,
that this moss
they
would
waste
work as well.
Promise. But the Colorado River toad, Bufo alvarius, a peaceful, unassuming resident of the Sonoran Desert, was once far more widely spread throughout the low desert region of southern Arizona and northern Mexico. before the advance of human depredation.
That's like the sad part after the big mountain
toads used to estivate.
You see
60
any of that Peleliu stuff? You watch any of that
the
Pacific?
The southern Arizona salt.
No, I didn't. I thought I was going to, and then just as I got there, something happened, and I didn't.
Hop and flop.
I was in the hotel room trapped with cable TV, so I watched a couple
numbers.
Of issues of it. It was pretty fun to watch. The landing's
but
pretty...
Did you rent a car while you were there and drive around aimlessly in neighborhoods you didn't know?
Venom glands.
And that is worth mentioning. That area, I don't know if you're going
these
by Stanton.
Stanton
didn't get
originally milked by the indigenous Indians.
Did not get burned down by the
water. The venom dried.
So it's an amazing town. I forgot how. You can easily spend months there
Native
shooting
Americans
houses. Amazing houses.
Of the only refrigerated animal to secrete.
Is that where you're headed?
An entheogenic
substance. I don't know. It just depends on
what time of the year.
It'll be like the third week in July or something like that.
The Mayan tombs have often perplexed ethologists.
Traveling on a cross-country tour.
The figure of a toad included in the burial in
about a week before July the 4th.
This toad has been identified.
Sherman, New York, where we'll participate in the X-Day celebration. And then, if the world ends, then, which I'm sure it will, we'll be headed off to Planet X with the rest of the saved. Otherwise, if something happens and the world doesn't end again, then we will be driving down to Roanoke, only in the event.
What if everything ends around Roanoke's here and it's okay, and you guys are okay, and you would just drive to Roanoke?
Yeah, but we might take
it's just a big fragment of Earth.
On the other hand,
like the bottle city of Kandor, it's under a big giant bottle, and it's flying through. No, it's like Argo City.
Archaeological.
You remember that one, Dr. Hal? Right, Argo City.
Atmospheres hold long.
What about Argo City? Isn't that
Argo City is what's going
to
happen?
Just to be able for them to get there,
it'll have Sherman, New York, to Roanoke. Virginia.
And then everybody.
That'll be a big chunk of the Blue Ridge Highway. You know, that'll be a nice, pretty piece of the
floating
earth
real
to be
estate.
Floating around
Argo
City.
Don't forget, you won't have much gravity there.
That's true, but we will have something that protects us from cosmic rays and bombardment.
Yes, you'll have that dome, and much good may it do you, because you won't have the sun to grow the plants in the whatchamacallit.
Right, how did we, I can't remember in Argo City how we overcame that.
Well, they may have some super scientific gizmo we've never even begun to figure out, but it's also true that they could keep themselves in an orbit around some star whose warming influence provided a semblance of daylight.
Then they could go to a red star, and they would all be superheroes.
Red star at night, sailor's delight. Well, no, the red star, they would cease to become superheroes.
They would go to a yellow star and become superheroes.
Once out of the domain of the red star, they attained,
this is Virginia
by comparison, super strength. This was the origin of Superman, whose planet, Krypton,
you should go through this.
Planet of his original birth, lay within the domain of a red star.
Hey, man, I think there's somebody trying to get your attention.
These stars are made of atomic matter of incredible density, and everything in their universe is to us as we are to wet toilet paper. So it's not hard for Superman to be as strong as, indeed, he does appear to be. Thank you for your interest.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Hal. And that reminds me of the time that I was reminded of when the Elder Gods liked nothing better than a Saturday night Yeti cluster croak.
They like the Yeti sandwich.
Boy, they do, man. They get together and the heat just cranks up and the hair goes flying.
Some people are attracted to that because of the Yeti's uninhibited and direct character, especially the ladies, I must say.
Yes, the Lady Yetis are something
from
to behold.
From Sasquatch, Washington.
That's for sure.
Yes, well...
Their big, giant feet are so attractive.
They're not that unattractive.
They're gnarly knuckles.
Well,
gnashing.
The knuckles are... They're not knuckle draggers. They might
pounding,
be knuckle
pounding.
But they don't knuckle into outside influences and inside
Yeti.
Agitation. No, the Yeti... Stand serene and noble.
Only a little Yeti blood has been diffused over these millions of years.
A carefully guarded secret by the unknown sects.
Still, it may, on rare occasions, recombine and revolve and resolve itself into genetic packages that mimic specific original Yeti.
It's happened before. Certain plant and animal species have been saved only by some discreet group, as monks in China protected and allowed the survival of the ginkgo biloba.
Right, and in that sense, those subgeniuses, yes, just park that, out of the, park that over
drive
there.
Drive it or park it, lady.
Those subgeniuses that do carry this ancient Yatensani blood will sometimes recognize their ancestors across 10,000 millennia.
And when they do, they lash
they
out
have
from overstimulation.
Overstimulation, but they have a great time together. And
yeah,
generally
that's true. They do.
They drink way too much. And
well, you know, it's perhaps hypocritical of me to continue to say they, since I consider myself inevitably among their number. Yes, I myself am a Sasquatch.
I don't remember you personally, but my DNA does. That's the important thing. My DNA remembers your DNA.
So it vibrates to identify my place in the spectrum.
They're back slapping each other and high-fiving symbolically right now.
This age was not meant for me, but I do persist from earlier eras.
I think if I'm going that far, I got to just drive 48 miles.
The problem with Virginia is actually there's so much. It's like total Civil War revenue. It's where everything starts.
It's not
so there's cool stuff everywhere.
Not a chick magnet.
But your Roanoke hero,
Neanderthal.
No, I don't want to start a business just before I leave. Like a business where you record everything in the little towns you go to, and then you try to sell it on a DVD later.
Nice. I hear a small voice calling my name, like that small, shrill, stale voice that calls you in the middle of the night.
There it is.
Well, what can I do for you, my boy?
Well, I'm wondering what you think of morphic resonance.
Morphic resonance.
Oh, don't worry. That's the guy that stole the Star of India. No, wait. I know what
you
mean.
Are you talking about things that look morphic resonate?
Sir Rupert Sheldrake.
Yes, that's right. Sir Rupert Sheldrake.
He has been
knighted for you.
Well,
that would be a surprise.
That's the only way I've ever heard of it.
He may deserve a knighthood. But Dr. Sheldrake's theory of morphogenetic fields and morphic resonance has a structure that can be tested scientifically. But wouldn't you think it had been by now?
Yeah, wouldn't you think it had been if there was any other...
But the Shenandoah Valley...
Nonetheless, it's damned interesting. I wouldn't rule it out. I think he's a...
So that's how you can immediately tell if people lived there or lived around the Shenandoah Valley, because they pronounce it Staunton.
Sir Rupert Sheldrake?
There's no... Sir, I think, unless he was knighted for something else.
The fun part was, the young cadets who are there now, we were talking about military schools.
One would not be knighted for having an opinion contrary to the entire corpus of Western science.
Part of.
But one which can be tested scientifically.
He might have been
knighted. He is not a crank. He's simply somebody with a hypothesis.
I think he got knighted for saving Prince Albert's kitty cat.
In a can? Yep. And maybe his refrigerator was running.
Do you spell Sheldrake S-H-E, just like it sounds? Like a
S-H-E-L-D-R-A-K-E. Yes, Rupert Sheldrake.
Here's the work zone.
Have you got your little gizmo? But of course you do. What's that, a giant bug?
Wow.
Let me see it. Oh, it's huge and horrible.
That needs to have a small child.
You can go through the pictures this way. But
all right.
That needs to have a small child riding it.
This is Mark's work area.
That is it. That's terrible.
Whose work area?
The guy who made Dino Kingdom and Haunted Monster Museum.
So did you hang out and like talk to the guy?
Yeah, I went outside because his work area is great, and I've started taking pictures. And he comes out to get his mail. So we're, you know.
I took your hardest show training from him.
All right.
So we became fast friends. About the cool stuff of our countries.
Yes, our great land.
Unfortunately, the show is impossibly funny and therefore does not exist.
Yeah, it can't exist.
The show can't?
No, the show can't exist.
It can exist
right
from microsecond to microsecond.
It's too funny.
as a series of quantum events.
Laugh so hard that they start to cry, and then they feel bad. And
let's go over
their
that
guts
again.
Ache. Their guts start to bleed.
You're scum dinis. Your guts bleed guts when you bleed. Listen to the Media Barrage guts 1 bleedies. Through 8,902.
Did you listen to those
lately? And the 9,000 names of God.
What? Then? What?
The Media Barrage 1 through 9. I have them. In handy.
There's
just
so
much. That's what I'm saying. I just picked up boxes of more.
Threatening.
Tonight I'm thinking, God.
Oh.
There's so much.
Wow,
it's all so good.
A giant praying mantis is out in the junkyard.
Well, I wish you would have called me. I would have come over.
Well, the thing is, you can share all this too. You know,
is it supposed to be in a junkyard, or does it just end up in a junkyard? This giant praying mantis here.
That's his work area. That's where they make stuff. Yeah, so you're looking at the molds and the... Yeah, and that's the stuff that he's got sitting around.
Wow, there's a little spaceship.
Yeah, and that stuff over there is N,N-dimethylaminoethylindole.
And it goes right in... And it goes right into the ground in Virginia, because their EPA rules are a lot different. Like Gary's bicycle. Gary's expensive bicycle.
Very bicycle-ish.
Is made in Tennessee, where it's okay-er to dump other things in places you would never be able to here.
Well, you mean like dump chemicals into people's backyards and stuff?
Like in, where were you and Little Dude walking around?
Yeah, when Little Dude and I were walking in our neighbor's backyard where he had a creek running through it, and he dumped a whole bunch of PCB barrels, and we're like jumping over the barrels.
Yeah,
and we look down and there's like skulls on everything. Like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be walking in this area.
Now, don't worry, Hephaestus is not
there. And the cops are there, the news is there.
Little Dude, don't stand on that.
There's the sad,
oozing
green slime.
Commonly known, grieving for the sins of mankind.
These little organisms look so strange.
The pile of discarded people.
Yeah, what I want to do with the show, not with the show, actually, private. Yeah, we're here.
The giant spider.
Man, so anyway, I wanted to do a slideshow of the historical moment.
Wow, a Sieg Heiling bear.
And then do a voiceover for it, put it on YouTube.
Crocodile.
Hey, Dr. Hal, I hear you're having trouble surfing the luck plane.
Why, it's true.
Make a humble suggestion?
Who's been yakking and squawking?
He wants to make a humble
suggestion. Half of the idea. I was going to suggest that you kayak the luck plane. Then you won't fall off of your board, out of boredom at least.
But I couldn't put my oar in so easily.
Good, he couldn't hang 11 on a kayak.
What kind of luck plane are you talking about?
You know, when he's surfing the luck plane and he's gone the backside of reality and he's coming down the face of the wave, he's got to be able to hang 11 if he wants to.
And also, you're really talking
about X-Day. You could do that on a kayak.
So the absolute luck plane is coming up. There's really no hurry. We've only got a little while left before some kind of sex saucer or something happens to them.
Little red shack in the background.
Now, this year, I'm going to be going to X-Day myself. I was hoping maybe you were going to be coming there this year.
I'm hoping to go also to X-Day.
Halloween.
We celebrate the Halloween effects of the end of the world.
Really, the scary effects?
Yeah. If the kitschy scary effects on Halloween, this is what it will look like.
Nature.
Wow, that's cool.
There's that
giant praying mantis
again. I just
saw the entire slideshow at 0.899x seconds of the end of the world.
We're going to be going through Minden, Nebraska, where we'll stop at Harold Warp's Pioneer Museum. There's also that...
Somebody was
telling me there's a museum that goes across the highway right there, too.
And what Nebraska. Is that?
Well, I hope it looks
what
both ways.
Are you on?
80.
Minden, Nebraska.
I'm going to drive like 1,000 miles in one day.
Yep, like a Gary. Like a mad Gary.
I probably won't do it. It's like I won't drive more than about 10 hours.
There's the two-headed what?
That's just if I have plenty of time to rest in the middle of the day. You know, I drive early in the morning for about 5 hours.
Two heads and
then
after legs.
Later in the evening, I'll drive another 5 hours.
The middle pair of legs resembling human arms.
Oh, I'm sorry. For those of you that called 848-4425, this is your brain on show. in the five scenario
show. This is your brain on show.
Strange. Yep.
I told nobody, not one person, that I had a radio show.
The Splendor Falls.
Maybe I told Smiley.
Castle Wall.
There's a great shot of there in Smiley and me. I'm drum major. He's guide on bear. And the guy behind me, my best friend at the time, Terry Sandler, one of my many best friends. We're all very close. Apparently spent a decade on Highway 84 living in a car, completely mad. Just life's been very bad to him. Steve Minton, a great guy, turned into an alcoholic, lost the leg, and is probably dead somewhere now. Just, I heard some blues, you know, I picked up on some of the folks that I would have loved to have seen, but time has not been good for some folks.
Yeah.
There's some weird stuff in here. A brontosaurus.
Are you back in the park?
Well, it suddenly showed it, you know, and there's Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, those are my favorite. Lincoln and his pet dinosaur, or should it be Lincoln with a dinosaur guarding him?
A dinosaur sneaking up on him.
I've got to tell you, maybe it's not appropriate now, but something really weird happened to me a couple of weeks ago.
I'd like to know about it. Maybe on our next coffee break. Yeah.
In the sphere of things I know to be, like, you know, normal.
Yeah, I'll remind you.
Yeah, it's just shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Completely, and I sat at dinner next to Louis Stathis, who I've always wanted to get firsthand, and I didn't get it on any kind of media about. He's the guy that stabbed himself in the leg, by accident, because he said they were pushing it. All four of them were getting really hot, and they just thought, let's just go.
Stab yourself.
And this is the more amazing thing.
Was that like playing mumbly peg?
His parents. Yeah, it was exactly condoned mumbly peg with rifles and bayonets.
Oh, man.
You know, and you think about that now and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's just, it's insane.
Yeah,
man. It's 1860.
We're much more of a nanny state that won't let you get away with stuff like that.
He said his parents said, let's go look at this military school. And they walked around and then they got in the car and left. He'd already been signed up.
Living dinosaurs.
It was just like, he said, I don't like it here. And the guy in Cleveland said, well, you're here.
Oh my gosh. It was like that classic thing that you fear the most.
He became like one of the highest guys. You know, so how does that work?
Probably because he was mad and he just buckled down and did that to escape.
Oh, I'm on my floor now. Okay, see you guys later. Yeah, it was pretty interesting stories. I love the origin. A lot of the origin story, I have the same old one. Most people do the same thing.
What is really baffling is when you find there's somebody, you know, and they're just like a regular person, and then all of a sudden, and they just have a regular life, regular kids and things, and all of a sudden somebody calls you up and says, they got shot and killed randomly in a horrible situation. It's just amazing. And you're thinking, why this guy?
Yeah.
You know, he's like just this regular guy.
I feel like about Tim Hanna. He was my roommate, really close friend. Probably the closest friend I had in that whole experience. And he just had brain cancer and died.
Yeah.
And then I read about it in the paper, like, how can that be?
Was it that multiform...
I don't know, because one of the reasons that we were, sorry, I'm trying to get out of my own mind here while I'm talking to you,
but 65
he was
million
a Southern boy, meaning that he had that good and evil struggle, the Jerry Lee Lewis syndrome, and I was the devil sitting here, let's go do the bad things, you know, and so.
That's what being brought up in a religious environment will do to you.
Yeah.
It makes you have this good and evil struggle the rest of your life.
Right.
You can't even free yourself from it.
I was
Angel 3, Devil.
It's simply the dynamic
hated Christmas.
That Southern guys. Yeah.
That's why Mike hates Christmas.
Mike hates Christmas?
Yeah. It all began because Mike hated Christmas. Oh, not the true meaning of Christmas, but the commercial side, the overspending, the frantic running around.
I comfort you to know that everyone really hates Christmas. Only a few fools still wallow in its
These youngsters are still wearing sneakers so ragged that shoestrings were the only thing that held them together.
G-strings?
Wow, what?
Oh, no, you say shoestrings. Why, my shoelace broke, but I can't afford to replace it.
These ragged sneakers presented a sharp contrast.
There's a sharp contrast between
the
light and darkness, good and evil. Rembrandt appreciated this chiaroscuro The strange struggle in the twilight between absolute darkness and that which comes to light. Or which light.
Hey, look, they're talking about the Overman here.
The Overman there?
Yeah, yeah, here. Read
is that. He wearing overalls?
So May the 1st.
Overall.
Put down in your calendar. May the 1st.
The May 1st movement. May 1st.
Down there at the bottom where
that
the write-up.
Once again.
His sound it starts with his sound is big and brassy.
On the other side.
His sound is big and raunchy.
Oh, raunchy, yeah.
He blows big trombone.
Big trombone.
With a driving, shuffling rhythm section working
just
alongside.
Shuffling, officer, just shuffling.
There's his
shuffling.
Music is unique. Up to date. The sound of what's happening.
Well, we can't compete with that. We can't fight
Matters
no magical
his
scales.
And his performance. Yes. There he goes. Harold Better's sound, rambunctious.
Uh-oh. They
shush.
Sound like they're like not going to confine their shenanigans to the rumpus.
I think you should play Papa Ooh Mau Mau after this one.
Keep it down to a dull roar.
That's number 4.
I don't want to hear one peep out of you,
on
kids.
The same side.
On the same side. Is this rambunctious?
You want to make me come up there now? Also,
yeah,
news,
where do we go? And yesterday, the non-Beatle maniacs may not realize it, but this Tinder Bossa Nova melody yesterday is the compositional work of Beatle Paul McCartney.
Whoa, cool.
Whose hit recording of the song featured him singing solo with a string quartet, yet in the background, when Slide Hampton heard the McCartney disc, his arranger's ears immediately translated its melancholy lilt into the Brazilian idiom. Nobody has the skill, the know-how, the vim and vigor that
the Yankee ingenuity,
Hampton has.
The get up and go.
The get up and go, the got up and
spark
went.
Spark from the Magneto.
Harold himself arranged this music
get up a full
to
head
balance
steam.
The numbers.
Start cooking with gas.
Corn fed is intent
to
kid and the
gas.
Remarkable tonguing.
That's between you and me and the gatepost.
He's got some remarkable tonguing on there.
Four square.
He tongues the heck out of it.
Solid.
And Papa Ooh Mau Mau has nothing whatever to do with Mau Mau fatherhood.
Or the Mau Mau uprising in Africa.
There he is, just tonguing away.
The Mau Mau movement.
Listen to that remarkable tonguing.
Yes, he certainly can tongue the old device.
Here he comes, tonguing away.
It's a wonderful world with talented people in it.
Do Anything You Wanna is just a hard belting rhythm and blues with a prerequisite happy holler.
But they took my belt.
It's all right.
I suppose that can't stop one.
It can't stop one.
Leave this veil of tears.
This veil of
when you find out that all through
passion.
The concert you've been occupying your mind with how the what the easiest way to kill yourself would be. And
I'm going to make a list.
Actually approaching the consideration.
See, the easy way.
May be considered
now,
actually a form of comfort or refuge
painful.
That one does not
let's
have to endure
this list two lists.
Disgrace
we'll
forever.
Easy, painful ways
can get
easy,
off the train or merry-go-round at any time.
Shouldn't easy and painless
furthermore,
go together?
This should be the province or purview of the individual operator and not the job of the state.
That's true. So you think that criminals should be able to choose their form of death?
Well, they're not choosing to die anyway, so that such a choice
once
is only
they do
a,
die,
a bedeviling
once it's chosen
addition
them,
to their predicament. You know.
I think I'll go by beating myself with a wet noodle to death.
That would take a long time.
But
perhaps
it,
you're
but
better
would,
with a bullet to the back of the head. It's instantly over. But I had no idea to make these musings, private as they were, public, much less the subject of radio broadcast. After all, our audience is not interested in such things and has never been.
How
they
about
want
I,
to know about the zip,
how
the
about
zing,
we stone you
the
to death
vim,
with
and the
cotton
figure.
Balls.
Stone you to death with what?
Cotton balls.
That would take a long time.
Yeah, but that's
like,
the point.
If you're going to be eaten by mice and that's how you're going to pass away, you don't want to see just one mouse approaching. That's going to take a long time. That's going to hurt.
You want to
see a mob.
Mice.
Yeah, right. So
each one with their glaring teeth chomping away in anticipation of the meaty little flesh.
Believe me, the
waiting.
More of them there are, the better you'll like it.
That's you.
That I'm speaking in negative terms. Anyway, how did we get from this little lying radio station? I wanted to tell you,
you'll be laughing away at the fun you're having with those mice.
Sighting of a phantom spirit. One who long espoused the subgenius doctrine and told
as you perform these visual Sudoku rituals.
Well versed in a sort of superficial way.
Crying in the night.
Subgenius science.
As your various body, extruded body parts are now being consumed by
of
these
occult
wonderful little rodents.
Or sorcery. But then the day came when the sure answers did
these ones that your tax dollars have helped save.
Outstretched palm, like a ripe
from a horrible, horrible death, this burning death.
So they took a picture because it would last longer.
And it was worth the trip to go all the way pictures, and I thought to myself, hey, isn't KPFA 94.1?
Yeah.
They went on down to the mall.
Isn't KPFA, KPFB 89.3?
Yeah.
And isn't KPFA is the same as .org?
Uh-huh, but what about
.org? What about on the internet? That'll connect you.
What about Fresno? Don't we still see some there?
That 88.1 and KFCF.
And the fungus shrouded.
I don't know. I think it is.
That's like where the fungus is shrouding things.
But for years,
it shrouds my things.
Every time Al says that, I get madder and madder. And the fury is building up down there.
The fury of Fresno.
One day, man.
The fury of Fresno will be rolling, roiling forth.
I never said that it was.
As its fog shrouded fungus rolls out and starts eating everything.
The mob started flying towards the Bay Area.
This is how a fungus talks.
Al said on the air. Soon crowds were going to call KPFA. Oh, my God. Don't let them in.
The fungus will be eating and slathering its horrible, horrible, fetid flesh. With 100 wooden mangers containing tiny little wooden baby cheese eyes.
Intelligible of that eternal language.
Hello. 100 Mangers Corporation.
Thy God utters.
100 Mangers. 100 Mangers went
100
on to.
Mangers for
fresh stock paid out at $88.38.
$88 a share. And
yeah.
I got in for 88 cents a share.
Exactly.
Amazing. Universal teacher.
Amazing. This universal celebration of Christmas.
Spirit.
And the mangers
and
are
by
now
giving
everywhere scattered
pass.
Across the warehouse.
Where? Oh. Okay, I see.
This is what it takes, though. A strong belief that whatever we're doing is the correct path we should be taking. No matter how disjointed and tangential it may be.
Has to get disjointed.
It is the path that has been laid for us.
This whole mess.
In the future of the future futures.
I really ought to do it, but I'm just not.
And in the past of yesterday's tomorrows.
Glad we're in the future of the future futures.
Oh, yes, that was a very futuristic.
This is the contagious faith that we keep.
But
for
what
you,
about
the listener?
Mile-high towers of adamantium steel with the gleaming spiral ramps and monorails?
They're too shiny. You have to visualize these. You can't look at them with your naked eye.
The overhead walks are crowded with...
They're too bright. Normal humans can't witness these spectacular events
right.
that we'll see in subgenius heaven.
I wondered about that, too. How
under
can
the
normal
weather protective
bobbies
dome?
And normals actually look at a pleasure saucer? Wouldn't it just be too... wondrous to behold. And
humans can't make the cut. They're going to witness that and then immediately vaporize into a.
I hope the pleasure
a smelly little pile of
will,
salt-like
be a pleasant
residue.
Experience.
Wow.
But even though some
except for the pinks, who we
pleasure
hope will be
of
a painful
kind is
experience.
Promised by the event, it may be rather harrowing.
Those corn-fed
not everyone
kooks
may be able to
from
survive.
The south
these,
and those. Elitist know-it-alls from the north. We're going to take them and put them together in this monkey pen and make them have sex with each other.
Yes,
cool.
We Sasquatch humanoids.
Well, those people from the west will be watching, sitting around just thinking about it.
But unfortunately,
damn it.
trying to move this stuff around in my
not
head.
Not fashionable.
It's just noisy. I can see you're moving those thoughts.
That
you're having some...
That
I'm moving this stuff around.
The use of the chemical known as orgone.
In a box.
Orgone.
Am I allowed to bring that subject up here? Because I'm wondering, it's a very touchy subject within the series of visits we're supposed to be getting here within the next... Here.
Well, that's nice hospitality.
I think if you've got an orgone box, you should, that's a good head start.
All right.
So you should take your orgone box and deal with it the way that you have been prescribed.
Well, just the box, because there are many ailments. The thing is, you have to recharge your orgone. Is that somebody's phone?
Yeah, it's
yes, I'll get it.
It's all in your mind.
That's
Sorry.
Your phone.
Sorry, wrong
Answer
number.
Your phone.
It's your mind,
answer
actually.
Your phone?
That's your phone.
Answer your mind.
Universal Lifeline rates.
Yes.
Please contact
your
telephone company.
This is the new...
Okay, now I'm driving around in your mind.
This is the past and the present. How can I help you?
I'm going
Our
really
maintenance
fast.
Vehicles may be driving to your neighborhood.
It's cool, man.
Just
now, Dr. Hal is on the backside of your frontal lobe now. What do you have to say for that?
We're racing inside the guy's mind now.
Look, I can see predictions flying out from his subcutaneal...
Yes, save me some of those.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Now I'm calling the other side of his mic.
That's when the aliens come, they visit.
Okay, wise guy, what you...
No, well, once you get... Okay, so you got the
These are all of your personalities in one room. I don't want to go in there. Let's see. What else got Okay, here's your clothing department. No, it's
Okay, what's your occupation?
I do not have a job. I'm on my path.
Here's the musical area. Those are always pretty big.
Professional slack master.
It's okay.
And how do you know that you were born of a virgin?
With a seventh toe. Okay.
You're being automatically registered for X-Day.
Well, someone did tell me once
Registration
because they
is in the front.
Participated in the UFO cult.
You just have to pull up into this rusticated chair.
Has been informed by reliable authority. Check
back with
he had told me that I was not born here. I was adapted from a human body, but I'm really not from this planet.
By the National Board of Review.
Not from
None
this
of us
planet,
are, sir.
Check.
And I don't. I'm just trying to find
you can check
the
every
connection
pole
to that.
And
I want to know.
And put some English on
okay,
it.
Okay, here's some things I'm going to recommend for you, sir.
If,
I'm going to recommend that you follow up with counseling with one of our doctors.
And
that you
will
pick your book of the subgenius and do the study guide suggestions, where we'll be sending you Stark Fists of Removal regularly in the mail.
How about me? Why don't you send me one?
So I don't have to worry about the
We'll send Dr. Howe one
I
for everyone you
said
receive.
You shouldn't worry. You should be aware.
You've got to commit
the
yourself. These are the ABCs of the Church of the Subgenius' Path to Salvation. The ABCs are admit you need Bob. That's A. B. Believe in Bob. And C. Commit yourself to Bob.
Commit yourself to a mental institution.
These are the ABCs of the path of subgenius salvation.
The alcoholic beverage control.
You must put these before all others.
Forsaking none.
Your needs are secondary to those of Bob.
And primary
Once
to
you
us.
Realize that,
Bob, then
eventually you will be able to help a disabled man, a blind lady, and a little girl.
All who would have not been like that.
Who would not have known where to put their place. Money. If you had not been there with your extended hand.
Well, that is sweet. You know, it's a parable for our times. What was your problem with that procedure? You know, it was so slickly accomplished, so well done.
And X clouds, you know, that happens every year.
X day happens every year, and now you have to go.
It happens every spring. Yes.
So now we're with you at the airport.
Just go to the old shack in the front.
That's the ZYF. Ball.
If you are a full-fledged member of the Hutterite community,
you've got to have love. Yeah.
Well, go with God and have a nice day. Now, what we're going to do is look at the phenomenon of the time stream itself. This is how time travel is actually possible.
That's right.
It does not require a planetary mass, a rotating cylinder, and all the rest of that stuff. Because the time stream itself.
But you can still have one because it looks good.
Composed of quantum jumps. discrete pulses, and all one needs to do is to fall between the individual pulse. If one can be inserted between the pulses, one will be out of the time stream.
What I like to do is put myself out like 7 days in the future, and then while I'm there on the seventh day, I go back to where I was, and I put myself again on the eighth day of the future.
Wait, how's
so that I end up like with multiple copies of myself running around together. It's just so much fun.
But can you stand those guys?
I can't stand any of them. They're all a bunch of jerks.
Like in the movie Multiplicity?
Just a bunch of jerks.
Videodrome.
That guy Xerox is in.
Wasn't that cloning or Xeroxing or something?
He Xeroxes himself. So he has a bunch of jerks of himself running around going, hey, this is a great life. I'm stuck. Like, no,
yeah,
wait,
each one of them is like a degraded version
of
himself.
Well, there's a nice one and
Xerox
a gay one. And
degrades
one
a little bit.
Imperfect copy. But
yeah, and there's an evil Jewel delinquent one.
And then there's a copy of a copy. Does he start copying the copies?
I forgot how it works, but all I remember is his name's Doug. So there's a lot of, I had
a lot of Doug
ones. Yeah.
Lots of Doug.
They're all Doug.
Yeah, I remember them.
Are they very well?
We're not in the Doug copying business anymore.
No, we don't copy the Dougs.
You know, 2 minutes away from 4:20.
All right.
And that's the time when the famed 420 guy
phones are lighting up
down the guy wire.
I think he's already gone down the
line. He already zipped out.
Speaking of zip line, are you going to that zip line? Have you been over there in the one that's in Justin Herman Plaza?
I've heard of it.
I'll be over there tomorrow morning.
Oh, going to do some line zipping, are you?
Yes, be zipping across the plaza.
That's not in your zip code, though.
Somebody, it's the Vancouver, it's the British Columbia has rigged this Visit British Columbia thing. You got to be there early, but they'll take 400 people over there each day.
What's early?
Like 8 o'clock. And then you get your ticket, and then sometime throughout the day, you get to go over there and ride the zip line across the plaza. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
But what about?
I probably won't do it myself, but my wife is going to do it.
How's the landing taken care of?
I didn't read much about the landing.
They don't put a big pile of mattresses and pillows at the end of the line.
I think they do. That's what you do. You just like zip line down into a big pile of mattresses,
flop,
soggy old pillows. People
and then they airlift you to the hospital.
Yeah, because
all
those mattresses
people.
And pillows were actually made of reinforced concrete.
Were we making a statement a minute ago about?
I don't know. We can. It's 2 minutes later now.
Medevac the guy out. The helicopter.
But we'd have to rush up there.
Headed for the Sisters
we
of Perpetual
to?
Sorrow Hospital.
Probably not.
Okay.
We're going to follow the story as let's do a recap for those who just may be joining us in the middle of our broadcast. It seems that Buffy Sprinkletine, 14 years old, was caught in a temporal space-time vortex and hurled 9 billion years into an unknowable future in an alternate universe. And I guess there's more to this story coming in as the time goes on and the victims, survivors, are being medevaced to Camp Ridiculous on the shores of the Uchi-Bakaluchi River in Upper Hyannis.
Okay, we can crawl out from under these bushes now. I think the copters are gone.
Man, that cop chopper really
scared me to death.
I don't want no pork chopper overhead, man.
No kidding.
They're
looking for the Yeti. They've been released from their vessel.
Jacket. That's what I was trying to remember. The Jacket. Ever seen that movie, The Jacket?
Yes.
The Jacket.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful movie.
More time to travel.
I was just wanting to watch that again the other day.
Does that have Jackie Chan in it?
Did you watch
that's the tuxedo I'm thinking of.
Did you watch the
he puts on the tuxedo
scenes?
And becomes like a superhero?
The which one?
The excised scenes on the DVD of the Jacket.
I don't remember if I have it.
Yeah, sure.
What was the Jacket about?
I may have bought a rental one where they don't have that, but
it's about a guy in a mental institution who knows how to travel through time, but he's still in a mental institution.
And he's meeting people and influencing them, and he knows them in the future, too.
Yes.
That's pretty funny. And he has to get in the weird jacket every time to travel in time. So
it's a straight jacket.
It's all horrible. And he puts... Who's the doctor?
Chris Christopherson.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I don't remember
he
that.
He kind of grunts his way through his scenes. Yeah,
yeah,
I
so
missed that one.
But everybody else is really fun to
it
watch. The daughter and
yeah, Keira Knightley. Yeah,
and it's one of those movies. I love movies where they make
one
a,
of the things.
You're mystified for a long time as to what's going on.
Nude love scene on the excised part of the disc. That's also one of the special scenes that weren't included, but you can see them anyway. Courtesy of the DVD.
That's the thing about these daylight days, the way they're so courteous and kind and thoughtful and brave and loyal.
Yes,
and
DVDs are clean and
like spring
and
of Virginia.
Just like Boy Scouts, the way they do
no
that.
No unclean yeah. habit mar their body or their mind.
What does DVD stand for? Is it like
show?
Digital?
Isn't it, don't it stand for direct video disc?
I think that's probably what it used to stand for, but somebody's...
But now it stands for...
Divine version of death.
Dravidian vengeance.
Really, man? Decadent. Really? Really?
Decadent Viagra doctors.
Can't
that's what it stands for now. Decadent Viagra doctors. Dobbs, very Dobbs.
Dobbs Ferry, that's
okay, that's your cue, caller.
Well, you are pilt dumb, man. Go, caller. Oh.
Yes, just a minute. Just a minute. Just a minute.
Onward. All in the valley of death.
Oh, he's in his, he's in the extra meditation chain.
I thought so, but then I thought it was the Kraken.
Just a minute.
Not the Kraken.
They're already there.
Oh, yeah, I see they're at X Day already.
Hey, Kraken,
they're already there. You're already there.
Yep, he's already there.
Yes, if you have been there,
he's already
I will
there
tell you the way.
Where the air is so rare.
If you have been there already, just stand relaxed and steadily.
It's very relaxing.
Settle back and enjoy our
if you're not much enjoy your pants, my dear friend.
The joy of
unless
bugs
you are into that kind of stuff.
I'd like to point out that none of these are the official sponsors.
Oh, no.
Sorry, caller, I had to bring through the ringer.
And I left my big win
those pipes are hugging each other.
Spinach dip over at Chicken's in the refrigerator.
They're a little bit...
under the mistaken belief that there was going to be some dinner
those
served.
Those having sex
something.
With one another.
Oh, yeah, they're pipes, man.
Now I've got to go
that's
back.
That's how you know it's X-Day. They cross pipes in the sky.
While it still exists. But on the other hand, a great feeling of lassitude, despair, and ennui seems to paralyze my will so that I may not make a separate extra trip to retrieve the spinach dip.
You might not want to.
What, don't eat the spinach?
Strive.
Is that what you're saying?
I fight to the finish because I eat my spinach.
Spinach.
Spinachikahai.
Here we go. Okay, it's opening up and in drops the little pellet.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that sounds delightful. And it goes with the curtains. So they're cute. Adorable.
It's so cute.
And that's how we feed the show.
Green.
Yeah. So the Kraken won't surge up from the depths and consume the entire show. We might
which
do it anyway.
Would be ugly.
We are reading literature about J.R. Bob Dobbs right now.
These two gentlemen know more about Dobbs than probably all the other sub-deenies combined.
Yeah.
Yes, and who would do that? Calm yourself, please. Okay, let's throw the tungsten sphere.
Yes, you little sir, there, sitting in the back of the spot. Girl.
They're worried over there about free expression. I'm worried more about free explosions.
Really? They're free explosions? Where?
Yeah.
I'll go.
You can, they're in the sack over here. Take your pick. Do you want medium, small, or large?
Even though people have been watching this...
Or super giant.
Peak.
Here's the Bruckheimer explosions over here.
Oh, my God. Gonna die in freak explosions.
Here's the crybaby explosions.
I died in that explosion.
Yeah.
So, are you thinking about going over to the zip line thing today, maybe?
Probably not. I'll probably be sleepy.
Yeah, I might also be
But I'll be like wandering around all day. I'm going to hang around.
Suffering from an attack of gout. I might not be going.
Is there anything this weekend of great note?
There probably are. I need to check the calendar. If you'll call me, I will have it available at my fingertips unless I sand off those fingerprints.
I've never felt so trapped and
it's
yet
not
free
the cough
in my life.
That carries you off, but the coffin, they carry you off.
I'm going to die.
Yes, man
Everyone
that is born
who
of
discovers
woman
this will
has
find that at one
death
point in time he did not think so. He yep thought he would live forever.
What is the lot of man born of woman? Death. So death closes all, but something near the end, some work of noble note may yet be done. Not unbecoming men who strove with God. After this, you go back to your actual ancestral domicile, your home. Not the rolling version, but the...
No, I'll be going back to the rolling version.
Brick and mortar. Oh, really?
The rolling version. I'll be rolling the rolling version over to the city.
That's so confused.
And I'm going to find a spot where the young one and I will languish for hours while the mother goes and zip lines around town.
Oh, well, that's most interesting, and I'm sure our listeners will
a complicated
be interested in this.
It's worth it, though. That's the main thing. You got to know
arrangement.
Let no one say and say it to your shame that all was tolerably decent here until you came. The long night crawl, like worms in the darkness, studying, searching. There's a Scots word for searching in the dark. It is the verb to goom. G-H-O-O-M. And have you ever been gooming?
Yes, I have been gooming. I was gooming last night.
Yeah.
I goomed around until I could find the mouthwash.
Wow.
Because it was on the back porch.
That's what they call it, too.
And why was it there on the back porch? I don't know, but I had to goom my way through the gloom and darkness, gooming away.
Yes, we don't want that. We want the darkness to be utterly in our control.
What about God? I like that term that our forebears used called gobbing and gob.
Forebears? Well, that's a lot of
our Englishers, our English masters.
Uh-huh. The grammarians.
Those ones from whom we derive our language. Like gobbing. I'm going to gob.
Yeah,
I'm a gobber.
Yeah, you're going to gob?
I'm going to gob.
It's something I released when I've got too much pent up in there. Then I just kind of palpate this area here. And there you go. Everything's wonderful. It's too real for the tooth fairy, but perfect for your own edification. I think perhaps we should have taken that opportunity.
Taking that last long, cold dive
that
into the deep sea.
Walk.
Walked on
we
down the
taken
hall.
That long, slow, painful walk.
Now again, I hear through a microphone, an earphone darkly, a small voice calling.
That's Chimp Stop.
That's the voice of Arnold Palmer.
The voice of reason.
mixing with the voice of Jim Stoff.
And the...
Where did you see Arnie Palmer stuff? I saw a...
Howdy Doody button.
Arnold Palmer.
Wah-wah pedal.
How much is Arnold Palmer and how much...
Other advances of science.
Sun, sun. Sun, sun, sun.
And take some sense in for your breath.
Somebody's home. Somebody's home.
People sometimes ask me, what's America going to be like after X Day? And you guys are
Why
gone and you're
flying
off.
Why won't these
people
leave you alone?
Well, after X Day, when the money system disappears and WOM empowers everybody to do anything they want, there will not yet, there will yet be nations. In fact, there will be thousands of times more nations than presently exist. In America, for example, all the disparate groups that now compose our fragmented, unmelting melting pot will voluntarily segregate themselves and found their own rogue outlaw nations. And some of you may have a copy of this future map of America as depicted by the Churches of Genius, where the various areas will be carved out.
Where the nations all shall wither and the boundary lines
and the subgenius only nature preserve is right there.
As everybody takes
in
map and Revelation X.
All
like
the functions
the four corners
of the state.
Area of the nation. We won't let everybody else in. There's a disputed border, of course, between St. Louis and Dallas.
There is, eh? Well, that had something to do with the sports land and all that stuff.
Yeah, we had sports land. We've
minor
jurisdictions. Yes, rock and roll land, mafia land, teenage wasteland.
Yeah, administrative problems.
Some Jesus Confederacy. Jesus' kingdom, the residents of Dobbs, drunk land, conspiracy reservation. Now, of course, this will all be run by conspiracy dupes by then. Except for that one little area that's a genius-only nature preserve. You might say, what do we need if we've all been headed off to the saucers? But this is for the left-behind, non-douchebag subgenius.
Left behind?
Yeah, they'll be left behind. They will be...
there'll be a lot more room,
dues.
Won't there?
There won't be any room for them on the saucers, but we have to do something. So they too, will eventually be harvested along with the pinks. It's important to remember that.
It's hard to keep up with this stuff, but...
But they shall yet enjoy special dispensations from the X's while they live. It's important to remember that even though you may not get to go to Planet X if you haven't paid your money, you can still live like a king after X Day.
Action,
the lost
Texas.
Continent of Mu shall resurface in the North Atlantic to be populated
Action
by
North
unruptured
Atlantic.
Church people.
And giant sea
And will appear from space as a vast portrait of Dobbs.
Space.
If you look at it from a satellite view, it will look like the face of Dobbs.
The
yes,
face
but these
of
places
Dobbs
will only be temporary.
Terraforming our
slack.
Poor planet into a huge, leering Dobbs face. Was this what anyone originally intended?
That was the pipe work.
Cockeyed caravan, this madcap mission.
Cutting up.
Now they're cutting up Mother Earth.
We're cutting
leveling
up again.
Mountain ranges, draining oceans, also the planet can have a ludicrous
saw
white
up.
Face.
Cut them up.
Cyrus Pinkham,
Cyrus Pinkham.
I never think in a million years, would you?
Old Stinkin' Pinkham, I used to call him.
Soft-spoken and sensitive. Could in his own way be as
yes, old Stinkin' Pinkham.
I've been thinking, what the heck have you been drinking?
You got some stinking thinking, I think.
All right, we're sorry. If we
I've been thinking, your thinking is stinking.
At the same time,
and I think you should break that habit.
Right.
Think about that filthy, filthy habit that you're thinking about, and don't think about it. I'm talking about that habit of work, folks.
Bar none.
Before being hanged by the British, made him
just wake up tomorrow morning and don't go to work. Let's just rebel against the world. We won't go to work.
But is he ready to make this decision?
Let's all chant together. Stick your head out your window. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to work.
To tell what they
I'm not going to work. No. In fact, just record a tape. Go and record it. Find your old tape deck that you probably only have one blank tape left. And
there's nothing like
this.
Having a nice tape deck.
I'm not going to work.
Normandy, France.
And then
put it on a loop.
Put it on a loop.
A continuous loop of I'm not going to work.
And then play it out your window really, really, really loud.
Is there an active cassette tape player there in the studio?
It's all
do
part
have
of
it. Yeah, we've got some cassette tapes laying around the studio here.
Secret.
Believe it or not, there's an operable player that's still working in the mix tonight.
Recording. Lectures.
That tiny little cassette deck is slaving away over there, pumping these unique sounds into the show.
Dr. Howlendahl.
All by itself. Puzzling Evans doesn't even, he's trained this tape deck for so many years, he doesn't even have to work with it anymore. It does its own
part. Yeah.
He just sleeps, and the tape deck sits there and plays the most amazing
carried
things.
Carried at night by the attacker
from the past. It's harvesting itself.
It won't go to work, but then you can make it up on Labor Day, unless you're at Burning Man. But of course, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, go to Burning Man on Labor Day
and be delivered
and work your ass off making a piece of art that you're going to burn.
Oh God.
Jeez. Oh, and breathing that, breathe that chalk. In fact, before you go, here's what I want you to do. Before you go to Burning Man, spend about a week just breathing. Take a big thing of talcum powder and dump it in the back of an electric fan while it's on high and just breathe it for a while so you can get your lungs. You can get your lungs used to it.
There's still a lot of plyo stuffed in the corners and crevices.
Oh, it'll be there forever, too.
It never comes out.
It never comes off.
That's in your lungs, too. If you can't take as deep breath as you did once, it's because the space is occupied by playa dust.
Right. I gained, like, I don't know, about 5 pounds, but I don't look it.
No, it's all because it's just solid rock that's in the bottom of your lungs now. You can cut that out one day and use it to write your name.
Wow, look at that.
On a blackboard.
And it makes him get up and dance around.
Like little strings. That's slack. That little string is slack.
1001 strings and
John
drums.
John Cole Marionette.
Trinidad.
We're talking about some literary genius here.
Yeah.
I love those hand claps.
They're artificial.
The Grammaticum and the Grammalion.
All that slapping of hands would have driven the actual genius hero.
You see that guy
heroine,
does this thing
where
he goes like
mouthwash.
Somewhere, yeah. I can't remember where though.
Really, really fast.
Like vaudeville.
Yeah.
But it's show instead.
I have a bowler. That helps.
It always helps to have a bowler.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone looks good in a bowler. Mostly women.
You know why they call them bowlers, right?
Well, because they're bowls.
They're bowls. That's exactly right. They're bowls you eat cereal out of.
John Bowl. Oh.
Before you go to bed, and you take your cereal, you pour it in there, and you pour some milk and sugar in. There, see? Now you eat the cereal from
why
your bowler.
The Derby.
Well, the milk.
Because on the Derby, that's what they wasn't wearing.
She thought that was pretty clever.
She's wearing a bowler. That's what does it.
It's the bowler. It's a shrinking bowler.
What the hell is going on in that show? What kind of show is that?
I think we're going to go fishing for pinks tomorrow.
Fishing,
yeah, we need some. We need to have some bobbies who can cut bait for us.
For nuclear fishing.
Have a radiator cap of a 1931 Huffmobile?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
$6.
$6.
I got $6 to blow, you know? So I got
okay,
a radiator
yeah.
cap.
Here you go.
Okay, thanks. Shredded groat's tail. Rich, thick, and black.
$8.50.
Boiled eye of giant chicken and all its watery goodness. $3.75.
Eye of giant chicken. Man, that's some good eating.
Yeah, butt steak, hip steak, rub steak.
I like the butt steak.
Yeah, that's $5.95. Nearly so well as nipping the old butt. We are not responsible.
I like to nip the old butt in the butt.
That's the show is like.
That's
that.
Right.
We are not responsible.
Pinch
we are.
That's all.
Is that Copulation Land? You. Is that what it says?
No, it's some guys that did one album, an amazing album, and then broke up called Conception Land.
Oh yeah,
I just found like, this another Santa copy. Maria I have this Concepcion. I have this from a long. I used
you
to play
sent
a lot of
me
this.
A tape of this years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
I love this. Can you make me a copy of it,
sure,
or can
yeah.
I? Oh, you'll have to make. I'll have to make a copy because it's.
I'll probably find one of those. They're around. Suddenly, those Conception Lands are around. I'll just find.
I would like to have a copy of. About the current situation. Conception Land. I'll give you a copy of California Land.
I'm sure everything
if you would
will
like,
be in good hands.
No, it's California 99. Remember that one, California 99? It's about the future when California is a state, a totalitarian state, and the government's telling you who you have to marry, and you have to, like, try out three women before you actually get married.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember
that's
that?
California. No, I've
yeah,
done that.
But that's the way California is.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, wait, what?
We don't want that.
I wonder these guys
were
like,
that's just a little
fire sign theater-ish,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah, same that era. The committee, everybody's doing, everybody's trying to do comedy, but it's expensive and hard, and I can't think.
Yes, you can have success even well.
You need to have a washboard like these guys have and some of these Foley tools. And then you have microphones that say wow on them.
Wow.
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 Look, this is a promotional copy, not for sale, and they sold it anyway.
Yeah, what kind of country is this? We are the great savior.
How easy it is to accomplish. But
you know the pain of Annie Slack.
Blooper reel.
It's horrible. It's so horrible. That's something that the show does a lot. We work very hard to expunge all of the anti-slack that would normally be leaking out of a regular television or radio program. This one has special filters that we put into the tape decks and the
we're covering
turntables
drums on this
and the
particular
CD players and the various media devices all around here that... There's hundreds of media devices. Each one has to have its own filter to filter out that pain-inducing, slack-robbing anti-slack.
Yeah, we do it for you, by the way. We do it all for you.
You probably thought I was never going to get back around to reconceptualizing that thought, and yet there it was in a complete and total package.
Loop.
A special loop of... freedom and liberty.
Over and over again.
Quantify
the freedom
in a form
to take liberty.
They call slack.
S-L-A-C-K.
Yes, or as our French Canadian friends would say, S-L-A-C-Q-U-E.
There's also S-L-A-K for those po' buckers.
Well, those are that's a part of an old alchemical formula.
How about S-L-A-K?
And then that is the acronym for the Subgenius League of Ass Kickers.
Yeah. Can't you do it without me? They never have trouble getting a seat on a bus.
Yeah. They're stomping boots. They stomp on people's feet when they jump up and go, ow, ow. They get their seat.
But do they ever get the muffins of sea bag?
And they put a $5 bill in their back pocket
just
to make
them feel
better.
They used to call it a $5 bill. Now someone will put one in my back pocket. Or any pocket.
Or any pocket.
That's
front
right.
pocket, back
These
pocket.
These pockets are also money collection devices.
These pockets, when left unshorn, will grow the hair of remorse.
So is a loud laugh unshorn out from those lips unshorn.
Let's see, I got a list of things I got to do today. I'm going to buy some milk, eggs, ammo, a new gun.
New gun?
Ammo? Cool.
So that was his ammo.
I'm getting ready. I got to get
method
ready.
Method of operation. Or modus operandi.
I gotta go to the bank and trade in a lot of my American money for
banking on the
black box. Dr. Hale just starts jamming for no reason sometimes. He's like over
I know.
There.
I'm sorry. I,
he's
I,
playing the drums and the guitar. How does he do it? Well, it's those two extra arms he has that he rarely pulls out. It helps a lot when you're a one-man band to have to be like the god Shiva. Like Shiva.
Oh, yeah. Well, Shiva has
multi-appendage.
Horrible belt or necklace or whatever it is, a human skull.
No, that's just for show.
I thought that was just Carly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right.
Oh, you're right. That is Kali. I'm sorry.
No, not Shiva.
Good thing we have this.
I need to
Shiva's always
going to
break.
Good thing we have Jim Stop and Shiva's
stunner.
You're skipping it. Keep us straight on the show. We might actually say something that was false if we didn't have listeners like you to help us keep in line and keep from lying to.
Keep from lying like a lumpy log.
Keep from getting in the lion
don't
line.
Don't worry, ma'am. It doesn't happen that often. Don't
in
be
In the
sad.
Lion house. The lion
every once in a while, we have to lie to protect the audience. But
yes,
it's for
it
them.
It doesn't happen that often.
It's for them. It's the same thing.
Well, there is a
government
because we love you,
people.
The
shifted Luke Fleck, and that's because
you have to keep the people fooled, or they won't be happy. Who better to fool them than us?
Uh-oh. Time for that sugary liquor to be dispensed. Beloved by mountain folk all across the blasted and denuded mountaintops of West Virginia. They've got a good system of hospitality there.
I'm trying to figure out how to read this one, Dr. Hal. Maybe you can interpret this. Can you reinterpret that on the fly so that it's palatable for...
Do you mean the story of the half-wit and the eel?
Yes. The half-wit and the eel.
One time, a rich man's daughter got to playing with a live eel, and she lost it in her. Wow.
Wow.
The whole family was scared pretty bad, and they called the doctor, but his forceps was too short.
Too short.
Finally, the doctor says they'd better get some... Come on, I can't read this on the air. This is some strange Ozark legend.
I think you can say... Can you say long peckered?
Well, you just did. But you can't follow.
You can't follow that up with what's coming, though. You're right.
But they needed to find some robust young fellow to service her. So the eel would grab a hold of his organ of intromission and be drugged out that way. And the family was very anxious to keep down scandal in this story. So they got a big half-wit lout from way out in the country. And the folks figured if he was to tell anybody, they wouldn't believe it on account of him being a half-wit. Dumbass. The rich man gave the fellow $10 to take care of his daughter, but of course he didn't say anything about the eel. So the half-wit went into the girl's room while the rich man waited outside. Pretty soon he could hear the bed a-squeaking.
That's the way those rich girls are.
All of a sudden, there was two or three loud yells. Here come the half-wit, a-tearing out with a big old eel hanging on to his Johnson. Till then he run for the river, a-hollering at the top of his voice. The rich man says, all's well that ends well, and we will forget the whole business. But for God's sake, don't put no more eels up your twitcher, he says.
Up your twitcher?
Twitch it. It was a long time after that when somebody in the tavern happened to mention the rich man's daughter. The big half-wit was a-sitting there, and he says, I solved the problem.
Solved the problem.
That was
the old half-wit.
Presented to me with that girl, and it was one sweet time. The boys all winked at each other behind his back, and one of them says, was it any good? The half-wit looked mighty solemn and shook his head. No, he said, her cooter was full of black snakes. Them fool boys all laughed like hell because everybody thought he was crazy as a bedbug. They didn't have no idea how close that half-wit come to telling the truth.
Yeah, he came at least halfway to the truth.
What a strange series of...
That is a very strange series.
Of Ozark.
It's wonderful, though. They're full of stories like that. All delivered in this colloquial Hoboker style.
The style of the Ozarks.
It's called Urinating in the Snow and Other Ozark Folktales by Randolph Vance Randolph.
Vance Randolph, not related to our Randolph Vance, a.k.a. Rocknar, governor of Sportsland, and currently a candidate for Congress in his district.
That was so sad to hear that. That he was going to dip himself into that bed of vipers and known as the state government of Kentucky.
You called it.
He's going to go into the
Holy of Holies, into the shrine, past the veil of the
perdition.
Altar.
That's what it is, the land of the loser
lost. There he will commit an act of unspeakable defilement of the sacred mystery.
Where it entails a goat and a goat.
And
it has a goat in it.
Gods.
Why a goat, you may ask?
Will be sacrificed and is the known
the goat
as
will be, no, the goat.
The
he'll
Judas
first
goat.
Have to venerate the goat by kissing the goat on its hinder parts. That's what happens. He's going to kiss the goat on its hinder parts while the devil dances around in a circle. And
the devil, once again? Boy,
the devil will be involved in all of those state government fundraisers.
That's pretty irritating.
It's pretty scary, I know.
Yep, that's just the way the show is. We call it as we see it.
That's right.
It's not something
if
we like to do,
like
but
the way
something
we're
we
reporting
have to
the
do.
News, make some that you like us to report.
We've been doing this for you for years now. Some of us longer than others. I'm actually the short timer on this show.
Short timers, eh?
But we'll be doing it for as long as they keep my dead cold fingers off these weapons. These weapons of mass destruction.
Billion. Yes, it must be done. As painful as it may be, poor destruction has to be made.
Puzzling Evidence Show brings to you the best in something. Something that I don't know, but it's the best for years now. Here we have your host, Puzzling Evidence, spinning and twisting the knobs and dials.
Slowly in the wind.
Pans.
But there was no banging of pans, I can tell you. That's an exaggeration of this important historical incident. But there was
me and Hal
dragging of cans.
Spin these
in
tales of woe.
And this is where we came in, trying to explore the warp and woof of that strange legend about dragging the big bag of cans from here to Canada or parts even more remote. Why
was it candy
done,
or was it cans?
Did it? And what the significance of it
what
is?
What was the purpose and why was it so important?
Halfway along the inaugural path.
Did it carve a path in its path, or was the path predetermined and yet it was following the path of the least resistance, a path that was already in its future and its past programmed in such a way that kept it going forever?
Forever.
Much like this show.
All faiths are now currently local.
And you can find out more about this show if you go to YouTube. To YouTube / Puzzling Evidence TV, you'll find a lot of strange history of this show. And
now you're starting to scare me.
Now you could also go to www.quiveringbrain.com, and there's links to this show and various archives there. They're hidden from you in one of the world's crummiest websites.
Wow. Well, if they're hidden from me, they might be hidden from others, too.
But you have to find them. They're links that are designed for you. Lincoln. Much consideration from the Lincoln. So we'll be back next week, too. We'll be back next week, right? It's not a five-hour...
No.
But I believe that next week we're going to have a guest.
I think Phineas Narco.
Phineas Narco will be coming all the way here for
the special.
Our
guest.
He'll be doing Over the Edge, and then he's going to enfold himself into our show.
I think we should have a Wotan jam.
Yeah, too.
Maybe we should bring
Wotan jam.
Bring our musical instruments.
Sing Phineas Narco's best hits. Our mashup version.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
I think the fans are
bring my computer and all my equipment. I have a whole lot of equipment I have
to
set up.
You can store the equipment in here.
Probably I have to get here a little early to set up all that equipment.
All right, you can just...
It's going to take me a long time to tear it down, too.
Put your bedroll there.
I hope it doesn't bother the guy afterwards, because it takes me so long to tear all my equipment down.
Have you been to the commissary yet?
Yeah,
it's open now.
A long, long time.
Snack
to tear it down.
Yep. The show?
The equipment.
Yeah.
You have to set up.
Years. It's like show hands.
I'll probably come in here this week and set everything up for next week.
Just stay outside in the KPFA apartments.
I'll stay in my camper outside in front all week.
Yeah.
Right in front.
Come in and shower in the KPFA showers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's maddening.
Swim in the KPFA pool.
Yep, swim in the KPFA radio pool. It's all radio water.
I'll come in to the cafeteria and get some of that good KPFA food.
That's a very good question. He could have done that or even gotten completely out of the pool.
It's all organic and there's no meat.
A minute and a half left. A little show.
A little minute.
Just a little tiny minute.
But don't fear. You can go and download all the shows you want for years and years. You can't listen to them all. There's like 55 shows a year.
Yep.
It's just
and it goes back to 1981.
Yeah, a long time.
So how can you possibly listen to all shows all the time?
You might have to. They're not all there anymore, but if you have your favorite podcast search engine, you can always search for Puzzling Evidence Show. Thousands and thousands of podcasts will come up. They're hosted at places all over the internet now.
Yeah.
Just because it's a free MP3.
Yep.
Free MP3s get propagated. Ones with no digital rights management.
Fly around in big circles on the internet.
Union issue.
Yeah, the union doesn't like it when we release our stuff straight to you.
You know what the union only likes? The union only likes it if we just stop talking.
Yeah. They will stop talking.
Something else entirely.
They like that.
The frontiers are fun.